abundance of your blessings that you poured upon us, O God. Thank you, O God, for your grace that has kept each and every one of us in our various walks of life, O God. School children, business people, workers, O God, travelers. You kept us all under your safe, watchful eye, O God. We thank you, Eternal Father. We thank you, Lord, for the provision of our needs, O God. We thank you for being a prayer-answering Father. We thank you for being our stronghold, O God, our strong tower, a time of storm. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you because, O God, you always and have never failed to prove yourself as our healer, O God. We appreciate you, O God. We are here again, Father, this hour, submitting ourselves, O God, to you, because we are nothing without you. We cannot help ourselves. We have not come, O God, to see man. We have come to see you, O God. Even, O God, the preacher that will take the word, Father, we are all depending upon you, O God, this evening. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you pass through the pages of your word, break your word to us, O God, fill our soul, O God, and give us of the abundance of your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failure, all our wrong, Lord Jesus. We submit ourselves to you at this hour. May nothing stand between us and you in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for those that might be on their way, Father. May you hasten their coming. Those that will not be here but perhaps are connected, O God, we pray that the same blessings that you release upon us, may you also release upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us in every aspect of the service today. Take glory and honor, Father. Hallowed be your precious name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday service. While we are still standing, let's just read from the Bible so that we can have our seats. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Psalms. Psalms and chapter 65. Read from verse 4. Psalm 65 and verse 4. Bless you. Said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Amen. You can please be seated. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this precious word in our heart in Jesus' name. You love the Lord? I believe we have no choice. He's all in all to us. Just bear with me tonight. I had the message that I was preparing, so many of them. But somewhere along the line, I just have to surrender that one because I don't know. I don't just know. I was just battling and it was not just going again. And I just had to surrender it and I said, well, God, you are the owner of the world. Just borrow my mouth and speak what will be a blessing to each and every one of us. God help me. I also go back to the tapes and listen. Amen. You believe God answer prayers? Yes, I think God has been gracious to us in this church, and beyond every reasonable doubt, we've been able to establish that God answers prayer. The only thing is just that it might not come the way many times we are expecting, but He sure answers prayer. You know, as Pastor has said, and I think maybe perhaps in the quote also, you know, that sometimes His answers are no. That's an answer. You're praying to God and want this, and He said, no. It's an answer. You know, but people don't like that many a time. God bless you. Just for a few minutes, just permit me. I know a lot of people have been asking me the prayer I've been praying concerning certain things that happened in my office some few days back. I want to appreciate everyone for your prayers for me.
and for the concern. And I want to tell you that God answers prayer. You know, I'm not somebody that always rush. I always want to take my time before, you know, I will come and just share the testimony. And for a lot, I've been asked, and I say, well, I'm waiting for the people following the process every way they were trying to take me through. Because initially, the team was so hot. And the only place I could come to was just to bring it to church and personally in prayers. And okay, let me see what they will do. Trusting God along the line that He will reveal whoever had done that. But somehow we did not get to find the person that stole those stuff. And somehow the case has died down. You know, everyone has forgotten about the case. No one is troubling Joseph again. And I'm like, God, okay, ask the people, don't we want to continue to find this thing? Say, do you have the money to pay police? I said, I don't have money to pay the police. So they surrendered the case. And I just thank God that in a very simple way, God just answered that prayer. And I'm still believing, if it be His will, that we will still find it. That's my prayer. We will still find those properties. I still believe. So I want to thank you all for your prayers for me. And perhaps, maybe you had the way that you were expecting God to do it. But sometimes it just do not come our way. That one we must settle it in our mind. It just do not come our way. When you understand the way God is dealing with you and you just accepting that way, it will be so wonderful. Amen. Bear with me. I want to take a message titled Obedience, but not tonight. Tonight we will take the approach to God. Maybe subsequent service, God helping us, we will now go on that. And that area we want to, it's going to be like a talk. In the course of the talk, preaching, of course, will take place. We'll talk to ourselves as parents, as children. You know, address certain area, God helping us. Amen. But perhaps, maybe along the line, some of those things can come tonight. And you just follow the way, you know, God will put it to us. Now, Abraham, in this message, and from where we have read, say God was, you know, giving Moses training.
Amen.
And as the prophet will always say, and I believe and I trust that you believe the same, that every child that comes to God must be tested. You believe that? If you are not tested, if you are not tried, then we are illegitimate children. We are bastards. We must understand the way our father, you know, does things. It's just like someone now that wants to approach me, he wants to understand me, he wants to perhaps seek an audience with me. If you just come anyhow, you will go back anyhow. Yes. And I think that goes for every other person that has some certain principle. You know, but sometimes, you know, as we also re-echo, people just come haphazardly, just do things anyhow and expect to get the results. But it doesn't work that way. You know, it's just like I used to say, we go to our school and they teach us board maths. God also has His own principle. That's the principle of mathematics, that to solve, you know, problem, mathematical problem, you need to apply board maths. Now God has His own principle. To solve certain situations in your life, you must come this way. If you don't come that way, just forget whatever else you are doing. Forget whatever you are talking about. Amen. May God help us. I know in this day that we live in, as the associate pastor has been taking, some people might not agree with it, but that's the truth. God's children are not in the majority of wealthy people. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, people think that that's the target. But if God help you, and as we read that day and we follow the code, Papa said, the wealthiest person is the one that has God. You believe that? It's that man that follows God. Now, look at where we read in this book of Psalm. This was David it will, you know, perhaps reflecting and just appreciating God, the goodness of God in his life. And he has watched certain persons and personality, and he came to this point that he said, blessed is that man whom you, God, choose. Amen. When you can settle that in your mind that God chose you, you know, the Ashanti pastor did justice to that last week. You can settle that in your mind that, no, I'm not here by accident. I'm not here by chance. Somebody is responsible for me. It's just like my own children. They did not just come to this world by chance. Somebody is responsible. And that person allowed them to come through, you know, the union of Joseph and Ruth. And I have the responsibility to take care of them, whether I like it or not. Now, they want to, you know, they want to receive certain things from me. There's an approach they will call. If they just say, give me. They will, there's a language they must use. They will either say, daddy. Or they will, there's an approach. You know, because they acknowledge that this person is our father. They can't go to Brosab. Neither will they go to a pastor. No. I say, give me. They can't address him as daddy. Whether you like it or not, that title, you cannot take it from anyone that has that. Yes. And that is the same way it is in the spiritual with God. When you acknowledge that God is your father, then you know how to talk to him. But sometimes people say, I don't know how to talk to God, and God does not speak. I tell you, God speaks every day. If we can just be quiet and silent enough, you know, just following his leading, he speaks every day. I tell you, friends. But, you know, because sometimes we are looking at a great way, okay, this also brother said this is the way God spoke to him. God, I'm waiting for you to speak. No, it will not happen that way. He speaks in various ways. He speaks through his word. He's speaking natural preaching. The songs that you have listened to before this preaching is God speaking to you. Amen. Now, it just depends on how you see him and the way you approach him. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, David speaking, he said, blessed is that man whom you, God, chooseth and caused to approach, you know, unto you. Not everyone has that opportunity. Ask yourself, why is this place scanty? Let us lower this thing now. The place will be full. In fact, this building will not contain us again. Think of it. Why are other denominations so large in number than this place? Think of it, brother. You know, we have to ask ourselves, as Apostle Paul said, this is not the time that you that is supposed to take bone, you are saying, asking for milk. Ask yourself deep question, why this, this, and that? Why is it that you are not there? Why is it that you are here? Why is it that God allows so person to come your way and somehow directed your path to Malachi 4? Ask yourself. It's a privilege that God has given to you. And, you know, as the psalmist said, from that scripture, you can just go rejoicing. And we can close the service if you get that revelation. That man that God chose out of millions. The Ashanti pastor dwelt very strong on it. That every one child of God represents what? God bless you. You are a blessed person. If you can understand that, that am I special than the 1 million? Yes, that is the answer. Am I loved than the 1 million? Yes, that is the answer. Why did he not love the rest 900? I don't know. That is not for me to worry. All I care is that he loved me. He chose me. And he has caused me to approach him. Then why am I running away? Why are you running away? Proverbs said it is sin, which is unbelief. Unbelief is what drives us away from God. As we had last week, and we have been hearing from the messages. Sin. Proverbs said, what is sin? Sin is unbelief. Proverbs said, lying is not sin. Stealing is not sin. committing adultery, fornication is not sin. Say, somebody scream and say, hey, Brother Bram, what is sin? He says, sin is unbelief. Sure. What will make a man not to approach God? What will make a woman when we are called that, okay, let us go into the house of God? It was this same psalmist that said, I was glad in the book of Psalm, I think 100, when they say to me, no, is it 100 or 122 now? Let us go to the house of God. But are you glad? When it is service time, are you happy or you are sad? I say, oh, another Wednesday has come. Why are you disturbing me? Or maybe in the house, they are calling, let us have devotion. He say, oh, they will not just. Okay, let us have thy vigil. You want? May God help us. But we should appreciate those things. We should thank God if he has called us, he has chosen us, given us the privilege to always approach him. You don't find it difficult. When you go, just like the songwriter put, he said, that line is central and it is never busy. You get that? It's just like your telephone. If you want to use MTN and you don't have MTN SIM, there is no way you will connect to their server. There is no way you will click and you can get the other fellow on the other side. That is the same way it is with God. If you don't have a representation of God in you, there is no way that you need that and there will be an answer on the other hand. Then, if you find yourself that you come to God and when you pray, there is a representation, there's a deep responding somewhere, you should thank God. You're a blessed person. Amen. But Brother Bram said many times because it doesn't come the way we expect it. We think that God don't answer prayer, but he sure answers prayer. When we are passing through those trials, when we are passing through those testings, Brother Bram said people forget, especially believers, we forget that when you pass that test, when you pass that trial, there is a blessing laying ahead. There is a blessing, I tell you, brother, sister. But when you fail in that your trial, you are coming back to square one. You start again. But when you find grace in God to pass through it, I tell you, there is a blessing ahead. You are going higher. And people begin to wonder, how is this man doing it? It's not him. It's just somebody piloting him. Somebody is controlling him. You love the Lord? Now, paragraph 7. Now notice, blessed is the man, because I'm conscious of this time, whom the Lord has chosen to approach thee. See, that you see, that's the chosen one to approach, may dwell in thy court, and we will be satisfied in thy temple. Now notice the approach to God. God has a way of approach, you know. And if you are going to visit a king, there is a way that you approach a king. There is a way to approach, you know, well, make it more simpler than that. Now, the boy that wants to approach the young lady, maybe in marriage, you know, to get acquainted with her, there is a certain approach to that, you know. You can't just come up there and say, hey, there, God, you know, I'd like to meet you and shake your hand. No, the girl will just look at you that this one is not serious. Sure. You know, she will let you know where to get on and get off at. You are not for me. Just, okay, you don't know what you're talking about. There is a certain way you want to approach it, you know, and you come up with respect. Are you there now? Young brother, if you are in that stage, catch sense. You don't just go and meet every sister. They will not respect you. You go and meet this one, you go and meet this one, you go and meet that one, and you say you are praying. Then, by the time we check, he has met 10 sisters. Habba. Then, how is God leading you? Well, you need to come back and check that leadership. You say, okay, I see this in you, I see this. No. There's an approach to everything in life. You see, and there's a way to approach all things. And there is a way to approach God. And if we don't know the approach to God, we will never be able to get an audience with God. just like any man, physical man. Now, in a court, if you don't walk up, the judge is on the stand and you say, hey, judge, I want to talk to you a little bit. Somebody will throw you out of the courtroom, you know, and lock you up for disorderly what? Conduct. Now, how much more in the church? How much more when you are approaching God? And you say they don't respect somebody yet, but they are giving you COD. And you say they don't respect somebody. You are the one that they don't respect. You don't even respect yourself. There is a way you approach the judge, you know, and we must find a way of approach to the great divine judge, which is God himself. Amen. Paragraph 9. Now, when a man has become a son, if he is going to approach his father, he just walks up to the father and says, Father, I come to visit you or to see you about something. See, that is his approach. But now to a stranger, that is another approach. And there is an approach to God for many different things. Now, if I was going to my father who was living and I wanted to approach him on a financial matter, it would be a little different from another kind of an approach. Sure, you don't just go anyhow. You will father bale and shalaye. You know, you have to give him the detail. Let him understand why you need the help. See, it will be a little different. I want to tell him how much I thought of him. And so forth. It is the approach you have to use to meet God. Children, listen, open your ear. You that are still under the custody of your parents. When I mean custody of your parents, me, I say I have parents. So I want you to understand language. You are still under the custody of the parents, and they are doing their best day and night, and you don't appreciate. And you feel that, oh, it is said in the word of God, it is your responsibility. Yes, it's the responsibility of the father to take care of you. But there's a way you should talk to your father. You don't just talk anyhow. There's a way to talk to mother, you don't just talk anyhow. But Bible says, little ones, you got a godly parent that all day and night, they take care of you, give you food to eat, give you good clothes to wear, even bring you to church, to a God. You should thank God for them. There are many parents, as we are talking now, they collect salary. They will be in the beer parlor, their father Christmas. They settle all the bills of other people. And they go back to their home. The wife is asking them, there is no soup in there. There is no money. But this is the man that has just blow the party and silence the clock. But you have a father that is struggling. Anything he finds, he will do it. And you don't appreciate that man. You are an ungrateful child. May God have mercy upon us. Sometimes certain things, you know, have to be said that way. Now, when man... Okay, let's take that. When man sinned back in the beginning, the Garden of Eden, and he separated himself, severed himself from all approach to God, his very lifeline, he was separated from his Maker. We no way at all ever seen him again. Because why? His sin, his unbelief in trusting God had separated him. And that's the same way with us. That's the only sin there is sin of unbelief. Unbelief is your sin. And the only reason today that we are not where we should be. Are you there? Many people are praying to God. God, give me. God, give me money. Let me just say it in plain terms. May I tell you that the secret to that is not hard work. Are you there now? It's for you. The principle is in the word of God. Just find favor with God and with all men. I tell you, leave the rest to the hand of God. That is the way to be prosperous. Find favor with God and in the sight of all men. God will take care of the rest. But you think that by your labor, oh, you can't do it. I tell you, my brother, you can't do it that way. See? Now, the only reason today that we are not where we should be, it is because of our unbelief, including me. It's because the miracles, the things, isn't in the church, you see, as they should be, it's because of unbelief separating us. our indifference, our malice, our gossip. Those are the things that separate us. And because that the poor man out there is a sinner and murder and stuff in our world today, all kinds of disastrous things happen. See, it's because of unbelief in God. See? And if we believe, there is just two things. It's either you believe or you don't believe. Amen. Now. Okay, let me put this off now because of our prayer. That's the thing. I think that's our blessing, brethren. Unbelief. If you're able to settle that in your mind, examine yourself. Let me examine myself. Is there anything between me and God? Is there anything that I have to answer? That I need to clear? Then when I'm able to do that, I can go to God with no condemnation in my heart. And I know He will hear me. But as long as there is condemnation in my heart, the same psalmist told us, God will not hear us. He will never attend to our prayer. We keep toiling day and night. He will never, brother. You heard it from the prophet. Abraham said, the reason why many of us, we are not where we should be, is because of what? Unbelief. Just simple. Unbelief. Sometimes we limit ourselves. Sometimes we disbelieve God. And we have the weapon. And Satan just pump doubt, pump unbelief. You know, different things of life, it just pump into you. And you say, okay, I'm good when I come to church. I identify myself with the brethren. I pray. I pay my tithe. I pay my offering. It's all good. It's all fine. But after that, what next? You should go further. Amen. God is looking for men and women that will be of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Psalmist told us that kind of person God will not despise. You say no? I tell you, such God will not despise. Look at the two men that came to the temple to pray. One justifying himself, say, God, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. Look at the other fellow, a sinner. He was pouring his heart before God. Sometimes, you know, we used to, may I say this? Sometimes when we say, oh, God, have mercy. Maybe sometimes you look at someone as William Branham now. Say, have mercy upon me, Lord. You think the man has sinned. Sometimes, you know, people just say, I don't know how we take it. We all need the mercy of God, brother, sister. Now, when the prophet is praying that kind of prayer, or anyone that is spiritual, it doesn't mean the person has sinned. Now, that's another contest. If someone has sinned and is seeking the mercy of God, he can also cry for mercy. But I'm talking of a righteous man now, that you hear him in prayer say, Lord, have mercy. It's because of his unbelief. He's crying for his unbelief. Brother Bram said, you as a righteous man, what is your weakness? What is your unbelief? The thing that you are supposed to do enough, you are not doing it enough. The time that we are supposed to spend more for God, we don't ever have that time. That's where we backslide. That's where we fail many of the times. And that is what hinders us. We want to get here. I want that prayer life. I want that study life. I want to enter that atmosphere. That inner, you know, how is it called now? That inner court, right? Yes. I want to get there. But what is stopping me from getting there? You have just had the answer. It is your unbelief. Check yourself. Lay before him and say, I cry for mercy. Open yourself. Just like when you go before the doctor, you open yourself. You don't come and say, oh, I'm this, I'm this. God will not hear you. You have unbelief in your heart and you have justified yourself. He said, this one is not serious. That's why many times the believers, they miss the thing. And you just see somebody that is a stark unbeliever. is coming in, and the very instant is getting the answer. Why? It's the condition of his heart and the way he's approaching God. Look at that woman that washed Jesus' feet. And look at Simon the Pharisee. Look at the two sides. One was looking at himself as a big man. The other sister was seeing herself as a nobody until she could surrender her hair to become a towel. And you know, from the brokenness of her heart, the tears that was coming out was enough to wash Jesus' feet. But many a times, we are not ready to surrender ourselves. We are so big, and we cannot approach God that way. You want to approach God as fathers, as mothers. You see this thing that we call church, righteousness in the church, righteousness in the city, righteousness in the community, it starts from our home. How do you parent approach your children? You know, many a times, let me say something. Many a times, we forget something, you know, in Christendom, especially our circle like this. We forget relationship, parents and children. And it is very key. I want you to hold it tight. You will look for that child one day. He's living, but you will not see him. And you are the cause. You, the child, you will look for daddy. You will not see him, but he's yet alive. But Baba said, then, when they tell you that daddy has died, you will come and say, oh, you will know that it's not that old vampire or popsy, as you know, you put the name, my old man. When you see that casket in front, tears will drop from your eye. You will know that you will never see that man again. You never see that woman again. But now that you have the opportunity, how do you approach one another? Do we open our mouth and we speak foolishly to one another? May God have mercy upon us. No wonder. Papa say, and you know, Bible, the fellow man that you see, if you don't have respect for that man, how much more God that you have not seen? How do you want to have respect? Papa say, we see God in everything. I see God in my daddy. That is why I cannot speak anyhow to him. I will be out of my mind when I look at my father's face, eyeball to eyeball, and I talk foolishly. And I know my dad will be out of his mind when he look at me in the face and talk anyhow out of the will of God. Now get what we are saying. How do we approach one another? It determines how we even approach God. That's why sometimes people just come anyhow to church. And that's why you go back anyhow. Sure. But when you know how God says you should come, and you come that way, I tell you, you can never go back the same. Depends on the sincerity of your heart and how you are dealing with God. I want us, church, I want us, families, parents, let us strengthen relationship with our children. Because if you say, it's not my child, I tell you, it's your child. I was telling somebody what he said. I tell you, I can do without my father and my mother. I say, whether you like it or not, they are your parents. You cannot buy another one in the market. Your father is your father. Your mother is your mother. Your pastor is your pastor. Let me put it that way. Your ministers are your ministers, including me. That is the list. Whether you like it or not, it depends on how you approach those things. But people just come anyhow. Now, if I want to, we just read it in the quote. If I want to receive financial blessing from Brosam, I tell you, I know how to come. Yes, even though it's not my father. It's an approach. You want to see the president. You know how you go. You write letter. You don't just bounce in his office. Is that not so? You follow those things. And he gives you an audience. Look at Esther. Why I close on that and we pray. You remember the people that is called Shushan, that group. Now, they were people that have nothing to be reckoned with. That was why someone like Mordecai and you know, the other man, Haman, did not have respect for him. But look at the approach. Look at the approach of Esther. Sometimes characters in the Bible should teach us sense.
should teach us lessons. They are not just written for story. These were people that lived like we are living today. We should take lessons from their life and better our home. Esther, what made King Ahasuerus to push out Vashti? Have you considered it? It was an approach. He called for the woman, and the woman said, "I'm not coming." When did we begin to, to toggle for authority? Somebody must go down. Yes. And there was a need for another bride. And Esther followed the story very well. She followed all that the chamberlain gave her. And we have one today. I tell you, we have a chamberlain today. If you follow all that he has given, we are going to meet him one of this morning. I tell you, Esther followed all to the letter. And that was why when she came before the king, I tell you, he could not say no. Because that is the heart of the king. All that the king likes, the chamberlain knows. He knows the mind of the king. This was the beauty of the king's heart. There was no way he could resist it. Now look at when Esther wanted an audience with the king. Did you see what she did? I think Prophet Sam said it that, sisters, children, you should learn from it. You want attention from your husband. You don't just bounce anyhow. These are things that we should know, but sometimes we teach those things. You want an audience as a wife, cook him better soup. And see if that man will not respond. It's an approach. You are laughing, but it's the truth. As simple and as funny it is, as juvenile as it is, it's just the truth. That's why I'm telling you, if any man, I tell you, tell me any man in this world that you cannot meet him, I will tell you, I will know how to meet him. I will learn. I will find out how they approach that kind of a man. And that is the same way, brother, it is with God. You as husband, you complain and you murmur and you say, "Oh, my family is this." No, let us settle down, assess it, and see how to approach things better. And our life will be good. This time is our enemy. We got to stop. Let's bow our head and think on these things. Approach to God. God helping us. The next service will take obedience. Abraham said the reason why we are not where we should be. Bless you. It's because of our unbelief. That's what hindered man from receiving the blessings of God. Consider these things, brother and sister. How are you approaching God? How are you approaching certain situations in your life? Do you go by your own understanding? Do you go by your fleshly lust and desires? Or you are seeking the face of God on the matter? Let us consider Esther tonight. King Ahasuerus could not resist her. Look at all that she did to get the audience. There is an approach to everything in life, brother, sister. To your salvation, there is an approach. The Lamb of God has been slain, brother, sister. Do you want to count his blood an unholy thing, or you want to count it an unworthy thing? Or do you want to accept it as life to yourself? We are before the great surgeon tonight again. It's diagnosing your case, it's diagnosing my case. Don't hide anything from him. Let us learn tonight again
how to come to him. Remember what the psalmist said. Blessed is that man whom you have caused to approach unto you. We are blessed people. Blessed people of the Lord. Out of millions, out of billions, despite our failures, despite our unrighteousness, despite anything and everything we can think of, the mercy of God keeps drawing us. Keeps drawing us. Oh, in this message, Abraham was talking about believers that he had led to Christ. And certain situations in life, he pulled them from serving God. Abraham said, and along the way in their life, I met them again. He said, and I asked, bro, what happened? He said, when I began to experience this trial, this temptation, you know, I didn't know when I began to drink. I didn't know when I began to smoke. He said, but that's not the way out now. Abraham said, I led that man back to Christ. Is your connection weak tonight? This is another opportunity to strengthen it. Is your network poor? This is another opportunity to strengthen it. How is our relationship with God? How is our relationship one with another? Family, husband, wife, husband, children, parents, children. How is our relationship? How do we approach matters in life? By our own sense, by our own understanding and knowledge, we cannot do anything worthwhile except God gives the blessing. And it is by acknowledging Him that is all in all to us. You that are sick in your body and you need the help, how are you approaching Him? You that have one challenge or the other, how are you approaching God on that matter? Are you a doubter or are you a believer? Are you saying maybe or maybe not? Our God specializes in things that men think they are impossible. And is the only one that can do what no other man can do. Remember, brothers and sisters, God knows all about you. Why did God give us the opportunity to come to Him? Why did He give us the opportunity to always come to church? Let me share something while we're in prayer. Maybe it will help somebody tonight. I think it was last week Wednesday. I was somehow down in my spirit and I was thinking, oh God, what is happening? Where could the problem be? But that did not stop me from coming to church. I came to church and, oh my, that message that was preached last Wednesday evening, I would say was for me. It was as if God was just giving me comfort, just carrying me through. And at the end of the service, I was the most happiest person you can ever think of. And this is the service that some of us, we just miss. Some of us come and we come anyhow. It's another way to approach God.
It's another way when you come, you say, oh God, I'm coming tonight. I'm coming this morning. I want you to speak to me through your word because I know your word is life. Your word is spirit. It can turn around situations in my life. Let's reflect on these things, brother and sister. To everything in life, there is an approach. While we take this song through the blood, we can come into his presence through the blood. Jesus died to make a way for you and for me. And through that, he has given us access to come into his presence. Let's all sing. Through the blood, through the blood, we have come into his presence. Through the blood, Jesus Christ has made a way. Now we can come into his presence through the blood. Let's take it one more time. Oh, through the blood, through the blood, we have come into his presence. Oh, through that blood, Jesus Christ has made a way. You believe that? Now we can come into his presence through the blood. Someone paid for your salvation. Someone paid for your healing. Someone paid for your well-being, both physically, both materially, both financially. Then why are we toiling? Why are we giving ourselves sleepless nights? You will just have hypertension. You will just have sorrows and sickness upon sickness. But when you can surrender to that great one, in this message, Brother Bram said, he is our approach to God, Christ. He paid the supreme price. That's why there is nothing hindering the believer from having access to his Father. Let's take that song again. Through the blood. Oh yes. Through the blood. Through the blood. We have come into his presence. Through the blood, Jesus Christ has made a way. Now we can come into his presence. True.
While all heads are bowed and all hearts are closed, is there anyone that needs prayer? As God's servant, our pastor will pray for us. You want the help of God? Of course, there is none of us that is without a need. Every point, every time in our life. The one that has told us to be perfect, say, be ye therefore perfect, even as my Father is perfect. There is perfection in him. The one that has promised the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he has it in store. Abraham says, he's more willing to give unto you than you even desire of him. The one that you are crying unto day and night, give me food, give me this. He clothes the bed. He takes care of the lily. Then is he you, is he me, his own child that he will forsake? If he has been gracious to you tonight, and as a child, you are crawling back to him and say, Father, help me. Maybe like the prodigal. Are you a prodigal tonight? Find your way back to your Father. Have you been wasting your life? Riotous living. The cares of this life. The deceitfulness of riches. You think women is everything that you can have, but you are just digging your grave. You think popularity is everything you should have. You will never find peace. You think money is everything to have. It's okay, it's good, but you will not find satisfaction. You will not find Christ in that. Why all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed. Pastor, we pray for us. God bless
you. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for the opportunity again tonight to be in your house. We thank you for the way you have been caring for us since we left here on Sunday. Both students, workers, businessmen, women, travelers, those who move from one place to the other within the town. Your prophet said, no, these are too short, where the enemy is not prepared to wreak havoc. We thank you for your protection upon our lives. Thank you for daily provisions of our needs. We have come to your house again to meet with you and not with man. Your prophet said, we come to your house to check up with our soul salvation. Thank you for a portion of your word that we have been fed with again this evening. We are praying and asking, O God, you have taught us doctrine, you have corrected us, you have rebuked us, you have instructed us, O God, Lord Jesus, unto righteousness. We pray we bind these things together in our hearts. May we not be forgetful hearers. The grace to live by the things that we hear, may you give to every one of us. As many, dear Master, as are looking unto you, praying, consecrating themselves on a daily basis, praying, calling upon thy name, O God, that are thirsting and hungry for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may you fill them, Lord. Those already filled, Master, may you continue to fill them, because we have been made to know we can never have too much of God, for there is always more of God for us. Thank you, our Master. Whatever needs we have in our lives, or we have, O God, that we are brought to church to be presented unto you, O Master, you know all things. Even before we put them in writing, we may not even say anything about it, but you know. Lord, we pray you meet us at the point of our needs. Grant it, Heavenly Father. All that you have said we are, your ambassadors, Lord, a city that is built on top of a hill that cannot be hid, and the salt of the earth, man does it light up, can do and hide it under the cupboard, and the rest of things. You said we are your ambassador representing you here on earth, our Master and our God. May we never come short of that in the name of Jesus Christ. All that it takes to make us to be exactly like that. Lord, may you give up to every one of us, Lord. The way we approach each other, husband to wife, wife to husband, children to parents, parents to children, and the rest of it, as we approach one another, Father, may your grace teach us and enable us to carry it out, O God, in the way that it will be pleasing unto you. The prophet said, you don't come into the midst of your people as an onlooker. You come to meet the needs of your people. Meet our needs again tonight. Lord, may our prayer meeting tonight turn up a testimony on Sunday that it was when this prayer meeting was held and I poured out my heart unto God. That is how the answer came unto me. The prophet said, it is what we put in the service that we take out. May you help us, O God. Thank you. Bless your servant. Replenish him for the virtue that has left him. As we commit ourselves into your hands, that you give us entrance, auction, inspiration, anointing to pray as expected of us, your children. Grant it, O Father, as men, as women, as boys, as girls that are connected to the Almighty God through the power that have been shed at the cross of Calvary. Heavenly Father, may be a manifestation again tonight. Thank you, Father. Forgive all our shortcomings. Let every unbeliever see. Come under the blood. Take all the glory and honor for granting this petition. There's no way we come to service that we will not learn one or two things from you. The things that we have learned again for the preaching tonight. Lord Jesus, give us grace to put them to service, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
Go to our home. The riches of God's blessings will be our portion. Let's take this song, I am blessed, I am blessed. Constantly, let the word of God be our conversation. Let it be our song. Let it be our prayer. And you just watch God manifesting whatever you desire of him. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed. Oh, when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Two more times. I am blessed. I am blessed. Are you blessed? I am blessed. I don't know about you, but for me, I am blessed. Oh, every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up, oh, when I wake up, in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. One more time, I am blessed. Oh, how you're blessed. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. God bless you, Pastor.
Shall we bow our heads? Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much again tonight for the opportunity given to us to gather together in thy house and call upon thy name. Thank you for your presence with us, O God, which is always a confirmation that we are your people. Because you are promising, where we your people are gathered, two or three, you be in the midst of them. Your prophet said, where you call me to the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording agent. You come to strengthen your people. You come to bless them. You come to answer their prayers. You come to meet their needs. You come to heal the sick among them. You come to feed them with the Holy Ghost. You come to refill them with the Holy Ghost. You come to lavish your goodies on your people. May your name be praised, Father. Master, it is true. Your prophet has taught us that no man comes into your presence and go away the same. Father, we just want to thank you because I believe every one of us has that same testimony. That each time we have opportunity to come into your presence, you have always made it in such a way that we go back better citizens of your kingdom. We were before we came in. Tonight is not an exception. The blessings we have received from this service, Lord, may they go with each and every one of us. The requests that have been read, both the one written personally and the existing one, and the one in our hearts that were not even mentioned, I know them all. Father, you have taught us, if we ask anything in your name, you will do it. Lord Jesus, we are going back with that assurance in our hearts that you have answered our prayers. We are in expectation for the manifestation of the answers to our prayers. We say we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. We know the fellow that has spoken is the Almighty God who made the heavens and the earth. He has assured us that the word that proceeded forth from his mouth will never return to him void. It will accomplish the purpose why he set it out. Father, we thank you. Let all belief die completely in our lives. Let faith be alive, O God, all the times. Thank you, Father. Bless and replenish your servant that you are graciously used. Lord, lift up the honor of his ministry and that of others. Bless your servant that has gone to supply today as you shower your blessings upon your people in Benin, which the pastor has called me to testify of. Lord, we are praying, O God, may you bless his meetings more in Sapele and also in Onitsha before he returns. May you continue to watch over his family and we the church that he has left behind. May you continue to help us to pray for him. Answer our prayers for him, as he is for us. As we dismiss again tonight to go back to our homes, we are not leaving your presence. May your presence go with each and every one of us. On the highway, on the byway, protect us, O God. Take us home back safely. May these blessings we have received again tonight, may they be permanent in our lives. Thank you, our Father. Those who will be traveling, the purpose of our journeys may be accomplished in righteousness. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name. For granted these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, church. Listen to this announcement. He said this is to inform all members of the church musical group that there will be rehearsal this Saturday, 8th of July, 2023, in the church by 3 p.m. Let us all be punctual. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming to service. Always bear in mind, the prophet said, pray up before you come. He told us, whatever you put in the service, that is what you take out of the service. Don't leave the whole body of bringing down the blessings of God for the preacher alone. Be a partaker of bringing down the blessings of God. You believe God answer your prayers? If you pray for the preacher, God will answer. Pray for the officers, pray for the musicians, pray for one another all together. You don't need to know everybody's name. Everybody that will deck in the church today for this service, God, meet with his needs. Bless them. No, God will answer your prayers. Blessed be his holy name. Shall we rise on our feet? Be praying for me. I bought my ticket for Ivory Coast. So God willing, I hope to leave for Ivory Coast on the 27th. I say God willing. You know, we are living in a world of uncertainty. An hour from now is future before mine. Our joy is that we know the one that owned this hour, owned next hour, owned this month, owned eternity in his hand. That is our joy. That is why we say God willing. So, it's in his hands. Blessed be his holy name. I hope to leave 27th to the place and return on the 7th to prepare for the conversion. I solicit your prayers. While I'm there, I'll be praying for you too. Amen? God bless you. The church is getting matured, you know. I believe you are one of the maturing people. You know if God is dealing with you, you know. You know if God is promoting you, you know. You feel it. It shows in your prayer life. It shows in your dedication life. It shows in your commitment life. It shows in your study life. It shows in your actions and reactions. It shows in everything that you do. Why God is working on his people, maturing them. May you not be out of the people. May we all be one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. Oh, one of them. One of them. One of them. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. I don't want to, excuse me, I don't want to eat the message of Brother Joshua. He said, I should appreciate you for praying for him and request for more. He said, I should greet you. Amen? There are people almost every outside of life.
Oh, one of them, hallelujah. I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. Oh, though these people may not learn it, nor boast of what living, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling about far and wide, his power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you one of them? One of, are you one of them? One of, hallelujah. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of, are you one of them? One of, I am one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, they were gathered in the upper room, or praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what he did for them that day, he can do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I am one of them. Oh, one of them. One of, are you one of them? I'm so glad that I can see I am one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. So my brother, seek this blessing. Now we cleanse your heart from sin. Now we start the joy bells ringing and we keep the soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad and I can say I am one of them. Oh yes, I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you one of them? One of them, one of them, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, this one of them, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, yes, one of them, one of them, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them, one of them, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them.